It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, January 4th, 2021. Happy New Year, everyone. We have 19 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. And a little bit later in the program, we'll hear my recording of Astoria's New Year's Eve ship horns. In our marine weather forecast, we have some weather. We have southwest winds 15 to 25 knots early, then west 15 to 20, wind waves from the west 4 feet high at 4 seconds apart, but west swells 17 to 18 feet at 18 seconds. And last night, the sea heights were predicted to be even higher than that. We have rain early, then decreasing showers. The Columbia River Bar was on yellow status last night, and it may be that also this morning. That means that some ships may be asked to wait. And even on the schedule this morning, our first arriving vessel, which would be coming across the bar about now, is weather permitting status. So she's a bulk carrier. A lot of times those ships are somewhat underpowered for these difficult conditions at the mouth of the river. And so they are often asked to wait when the weather's bad. So we may not see the bright wind. She's arriving from Japan, headed for the Astoria anchorage. We may not see her until later in the day. She's coming in to pick up wheat. The BBC Austria is arriving from Russia, headed for a berth in Longview. She could be bringing in wind turbine parts. She could also be picking up logs. I'm not completely sure there. She'll pass Astoria inbound around 6:30 p.m. And be in Longview by about 10 p.m. The Chesapeake Highway is arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia. She's a car carrier with Toyotas on board. She'll be inbound around 11:30 past Astoria, and she will probably be in Portland at about 5:30 tomorrow morning. And the Malayakos is a container ship arriving from Seattle. She'll be here this evening, passing Astoria inbound around 11:30, and at the port of Portland by about 5:30 tomorrow morning. In our Astoria anchorages, we have the Master, the Indigo Ace. At both of those ships are at the Rice Island anchorage, and they're awaiting orders to head upriver. And we of course, have the cruise ship Regatta being stored at the port of Astoria. You can see it there at the dock there at the port. In our outbounders, we have the Kieran Caribbean. She is leaving Vancouver, I think, with bentonite clay on board at about 5 a.m., passing Astoria outbound then around 11 a.m. And I assume that, you know, she may be delayed by weather. We'll just have to see what happens with her. And the Spring Breeze is leaving Vancouver at about 5:30 in the morning. She will pass Astoria outbound around 11:30 a.m. Well, about the ship horns. At first, I wasn't even sure that I'd be up at midnight on New Year's Eve, and this at first seemed like a year that didn't really deserve much of a send-off or a celebration. But after I thought about it, I finally decided that this really was New Year's Eve, unlike any other in my life at least, and that I should go down to the waterfront and at least try to make a recording of the ship horns. And so I thought I'd see what I could do to get some kind of a recording of this event. So sometimes when you're right down on the waterfront, you really can't hear as well as you might a little bit further up the hill. So I went to the front porch of KMUN's studios and stood there. I was a couple of streets up from the waterfront, so up a bit on the hill, and I thought maybe the sound would be more echoey and resonant there. And it was really quite an experience. It was a very surreal experience to stand there. It was a misty maritime night in between rain showers. The street was wet. There was mist hanging in the air. There were a few people driving around, so every once in a while you'll hear the hissing of tires on the street as a car went by. An occasional person would scream or shout, and firework sounds were going off here and there. They were sort of woven into the mix with these deep, melancholy ship horns, these sonorous sounds, which are quite mournful and mysterious sounding, like some wild beast calling in the night, kind of fitting for the end of a most unusual year. So here we go. This is my recording of the ship horns off Astoria on New Year's Eve. And that was my recording of the New Year's Eve 2020 Shiphorns in Astoria. I edited the recording a little bit to just sort of bring some of the horns a little closer together because the whole thing went on for maybe close to 10 minutes. But the sounds were just extraordinary, and I was really glad that I went down there and tried to capture it. I want to thank the Columbia River Bar Pilots, particularly Captain Dan Jordan, for spreading the word and encouraging ship participation in this event, and to the Columbia River Steamship Operators Association for their support as well, and the U.S. Coast Guard, of course, and to all the Astorians who were running around hollering in the streets and setting off fireworks that made my recording even more eerie and interesting than it already was. I wondered how well the sound would travel and whether I'd be able to hear it well. Acoustics over the water can be odd depending on conditions, and oddly enough, people listening on the south slope of Astoria said they heard it all loud and clear, perhaps better than I did off downtown. The mysteries of a winter night in Astoria. Happy New Year, everyone. And also many thanks to Jerry Midoff for letting me drag him out on a rainy night at midnight to go record Shiphorns. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.